Hey, you. Thanks for being
Hi.
punctual.
Thanks for being what?
Punctual.
Girl. Am I not always punctual? What are you trying to say right now?
Girl, I'm just congratulating you on being early. You're the first one here.
What the
Okay.
hell? Don't do that. Don't
Just take it.
congratulate me. Don't congratulate me for being early like I'm always late. Don't do
Just take
that.
it. Just take it.
I'm not taking that. Nope.
Oh, where? I can't believe Sanjay is being the diva right now. Where the hell is he?
I don't know. After he just sent a message or something.
Let me just. Oh my God, I just yawned, y'all. Oh my God. So it's a beautiful Wednesday night. It's clear outside. The stars are sparkling. The weather is warm and nice. How is the weather over there? Oh, thanks for joining, Sanjay.
Hold on.
All right, so Shane won't be here tonight, unfortunately. So I guess it's just us girls friends for tonight. Yeah. All right, so we're definitely gonna get into it because we definitely have a lot to cover tonight. You guys know this is We Got Issues, where we talk about issues that is real to us. I'm your host for tonight, Robin, and these are my fellow panelists, Shannon. And tonight we have Sanjay with us. No Shane, though. All right, so let's get into this. Sanjay, what's first on the docket?
Yeah, so for Rumor Report, Justin Bieber debut a new dreads, which sparked backlash, claiming cultural inappropriation or cultural appropriation. We have Sweetie recently admit to attending a artist development bootcamp. So let's see what you guys think about that. We also have Real Housewives All-Star started filming and will be airing NCB Network and Peacock Online. I want to see what y'all think on the casting, and do y'all think this would be a hit or a miss? We also have Jamaica receiving another 555,000 vaccine to be distributed. We know what happened the last time with the ones that didn't get around early enough. And we have a story update with George Wright. The private sector is asking the member of parliament to have him resign due to scandal of the video that was speculating about him hitting a female. We also have roundtable talk, Sephora and other major brand dropping James Charles due to apology video admitting to alleged sexual misconduct with minors. So we have a lot to unfold. Robin, where would you like to start us off?
Yeah, we have a lot to unfold, definitely. So we're gonna jump right into it with this whole Justin Bieber situation because clearly this, has sparked a lot of conversation, about cultural appropriation and what this, means as a white person, sporting dreads, and not even the healthy kind, the bum kind. So I want to hear what you guys think, before I give my personal opinion. So basically, the whole situation is people are giving him the side eye because this isn't the first time that he has, rocked dreads. He did it back in 2016. He got backlash then, and now he did it again. And persons are saying, this a white guy shouldn't be wearing dreads. Dreads are something that as a black person we have been kicked out many a jobs because of that, being racially profiled because of having dreads, and there's this white person just willy-nilly wearing dreads. So I get it on that sense, but I want to know what you think, Sanjay.
I don't think he should be wearing it, as you stated earlier as well. I've yet to see a white person or a Caucasian person in dread that it does not, it's not built for their texture up here. It don't look mm-hmm. cute on them. But I'm mm-hmm. not, if I see you in it, it's not my place to like attack you about it, whatever. But as you stated earlier, I remember back in 2018, Clinton mm-hmm. Stanley Jr., 6-year-old at the time in Florida, was not allowed to attend the first day of school because he had dreads. We also have DeAndre Arnold from Texas back in 2020 facing suspension, a policy that barred him from wearing dreads to class. So seeing him doing it, even though he might not, he's not trying to do anything that he seems wrong, but yeah. for him to be wearing dreads and to see these people going through stuff like this in school, and this is being passed down from white people, because I don't think any normal black person that understand our texture of here or the culture that comes along with dreads, because yeah. we don't know if it's these people cultural background in regards yeah. to your dreads. So for to see him wearing it is like, I don't really care. And I also remember when he did the music thing that he did with the MLK thing in it, and he made a statement. It's for the black community, and he'll try any way he see fit to help. I haven't seen what he has done for the community more than
he has done you know, things for the community. I mean, I'm definitely not going to be the person who's going to be able to list that out. Okay.
No, but
you
I
know,
I,
but
like, can
I,
you give me
I've
one,
heard stories.
Okay.
Well, so I've heard stories, you know, he's made donations and, you know, stuff like that to, you know, Black Lives Matter movement and stuff like that. But you made some really good points, definitely. And, well, I want to hear what Shannon thinks.
Before Shannon, representations matter. So y'all need to know who you're putting in higher heads, because these principal and these district county, whatever situation that goes in school, they're from people passed down and who you vote for. So representation matter. And
definitely matters.
That,
yeah. Shannon, the floor is yours.
Let me dive into all of this. I don't have nothing. I do have something against him, but not in this case. So, Justin Bieber rocking dreads. White people rocking dreads look nasty. Let's just say that. Put it down, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. They look like they haven't taken several showers, or their hair is dirty and they need to take a shower. I'm not saying that it is a bad thing for them to do it. I'm just saying it's not a right thing for them to do it, because we have been facing backlash on top of backlash for years. And Sanjay have just listed a few of these people that has went up against these industry or these white so-called people in power. We have in 20. I just want to add a few more to what Sanjay said. In 2015, Zendaya on the red carpet of the Oscars that just passed was literally put down by the host of E! That her locks was smelling like ganja oil. Like, are you for real? And in 2019, the New
it's
Jersey...
Argan oil.
Thank you.
Which is just as bad, actually.
She said she smelled like weed too.
Yeah.
And the guy in New Jersey that was doing the wrestling thing, and they told him if he didn't cut his dreads that he was going to be disqualified from the match. That was in 2019. So there is so much. We can go on and on and on and on and on about this. But I just think that if the other side do not want us wearing it, then they shouldn't be wearing it. Robin stated before, we've been put out of jobs. I've seen it and heard it with my own ears. I've experienced it.
Yeah, I remember you,
have lots.
I mean, and even you yourself, Shannon, you wear dreads.
I wear dreads.
what is that experience, you know, as you can see, I can understand, you know, how it is, you know, as a Black person being marginalized, since, you know, that is typically, you know, a staple of the Black experience and as a Black person. So it's unfair for a person who's of great privilege to be able to just rock it. So I can understand the backlash, which is definitely coming from the Black community. And I agree with your guys' opinions, absolutely. So, with that being said, you know, just gonna, you know, move over to our second topic. All right, so Saweetie recently came out and indicated that, you know what, hey, I'm gonna go to an artist development boot camp. You know, she's gonna work on her breathing, work on her technique and her stage presence. And, you know, I just wanted to know what you guys think, because I thought it was very interesting, interview that she did on the podcast, coming fresh off the performance that she did at the Thriller. I think it was a Thriller fight the other day. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what you guys think, because she was really getting some serious backlash from
her performance. After the performance or before the performance?
Well, as Shannon explained to me, mentioned last night that she's presently in the boot camp. That's what he said, right, Shannon?
Okay. Correct. That's what she said.
Right. So I thought that was very interesting to me, because this is not typically something that we would see an artist really talk about. You know, it's always like this image that from the back end, right? They're supposed to put in the training to be that perfectionist, especially on stage, because as Shanna had indicated in our meeting, when you're an artist, when you're performing a show, you're supposed to be giving 100. There's no 75%, there's no 65%. And so when we see that consistently for someone who's supposed to be mainstream, then yeah, we're definitely going to question your motives, your drive, and your passion for the game, for being an artist. So what exactly is an artist development bootcamp? Do you know what that is, Shannon?
So an artist development bootcamp is where the artist goes to get their craft a little bit more better. They go through press training, breathing training, and performances, whether they want to dance or just to stand on one side and do what they do, run across the stage like Kanye West, you know, all of that good stuff.
That's, you know what, that's great. You know, personally, I feel as though I would probably want to go into one of those boot camps. I mean, even though I'm probably not going to be an artist or whatever, but, you know, I would want to do it just because it sounds fun. Would you do it, Sanjay?
Well, my take on it is, I think most artists, not all artists, need to go to boot camp. The Nicki Minaj, the Doja Cat, the Megan Thee Stallion, even singers too. I think so, because it should help you when you're performing and you're giving your all, mm-hmm. when you're out there and you're moving from one, because you have to know how to be, to have stage present and move around on the stage. If That's you're doing true. Most songs and you're going to be moving from point A to point B, mm-hmm. your breathing mm-hmm. should be intact. So that's something that we work on at the boot camp. And I think one person that show up, Beyonce, to me in a little bit, because she grew up in the spotlight doing that. So over time, she had she know how to do, like, she can sing a song without, like, even breaking a sweat. Most times we say, how does she do that without even breaking a sweat? She has been doing this for a very long time. So I think people who have no experience, like just whether you have the experience or not as well, though, like, I think bootcamp is good for artists, female and male, to go to. To work on your stage presence, if you might not even have that for most artists, like, don't know how to move to use a stage, like, it's needed.
And it's very humbling as well, you know, for an artist to be able to admit that, you know what, there's always room for growth. And there's been artists where you can know when them take the time and go off, figure out them sound, how them go create a new experience for a new era. Shannon's best favorite artist, Rihanna. I know that she does that because, I mean, she's linked up with Sia. She's worked on her voice. She's worked on, you know, breathing technique, stage presence. She's created a new sound image every album. So, yeah, some of these girls, these new girls, really need to take notes because I don't know where these pop girls are going, and I don't want to compare to Saweetie, to her counterpart, and I'm definitely not going to do that. But when you look at her compared to the other girls, like, she makes good music, she makes good bops, but I mean, what about the performance? What about live? Like, we need to see that too, sis.
But also, it should also be in a contract when you sign to a label, that should be something attached to your contract that comes, like, with it. Like, an artist should be attending at these, some form of session within your label whenever they're gonna drop a music, or what. You don't even have to be dropping music, but I think bootcamp is really relevant. It's just like being a doctor or whatever. You have to keep on furthering your education if you're doing something. If you're an artist, you need to do stuff that help enhance the way your craft is being presented. So I think they should start looking into that for real. And it's no shame in doing that, as Robin said.
Yeah, definitely no shame. All right, well, I definitely wish her all the best because, you know,
nobody asked me what I thought. I'm not sitting at this table. I don't have an opinion on this.
Of course you do, sister. I would love to hear what you think, since you decided to not allow me to pass the microphone over to you. But go ahead, love.
I feel like you were passing the microphone over my head. Literally, you bypassed me. I felt like I wasn't here at all. You guys were having a self-conversation. But anyways, my thoughts on all of this was, I think it's really important, as you guys said, yes, but to disclose it for everybody to know was literally a publicity stunt to me.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Not for everybody to know that you are going out perfecting your craft, doing what you got to do. Let your work show.
So
she doing that is literally letting us know that I'm working on this, I'm coming with this, whatever, mm-hmm. yada yada yada. But at the end of the day, is she's trying to let us know that, guess what, you guys are calling me no, but this mm-hmm. is coming, and whatever the situation is. But she could have kept silent, like Mary Blige.
She could have.
And so many other artists has done. Did you know that Mary J. Blige did the same thing years ago?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
She did. And nobody, she only talked about this in like one or two interviews. So, and this was years after she went to the boot camp and did all of that. And there is a record label, Motown record label, that has done this with several artists. Every artist, not several. Every artist that was signed to Motown back in the day had to go through this boot camp, had to go through the training. Doesn't matter if you're from the streets or you are from uptown, you had to go through this training. And a lot of people don't know these artists. A lot of people don't know that they've been through stuff like this until they see them come out and then perform and their whole stage presence come out and whatever. Mm. No, people do be comparing these female artists a lot, especially with performances and mm-hmm. different things. With performances, you cannot use somebody that has a strong stage mm-hmm. with somebody that has a strong personality or social media presence. They're two different people. Nicki has a strong stage presence because Nicki has been hustling from the day she stepped onto this scene. This girl has a strong social media presence because she's pretty and she knows how to work that. I'm positive Nicki does not have a strong social media presence, like how she has a strong stage presence. And you cannot be comparing these people. Never. Do not do that. Different. Differently and different everything. That's my thought.
Love it. Love it as per usual, madam. All right. So we're going to go moving on to the next topic over here. So it finally was revealed. I mean, we had already done know this already, but it was just a matter of time before it was announced. So All Stars Real Housewives starts to...
We did talk about this in previous episodes before. Hello?
Talk about what?
Robin? We did talk about the Real Housewives.
Yeah, but at the time, are you hearing me?
We're hearing you now.
First time knowing that they have an
All-Star.
Okay. Yeah, yes. At the time, okay. It was all rumors and whatnot, but, you know, the cat's out the bag, you know? Like, everybody knows that, yeah, that's what's going on. And so, they decided to pull a couple girls from the franchises. I think they pulled from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
New Jersey.
I think they... New Jersey. I think Orange County. And Beverly Hills. So, what do you guys think of the casting decision?
I'm not here for it. Try it blank, period.
All right. So, let's go over to some of the cast members. We know that Luann is a part of it. She's from Real Housewives of, was it New Jersey?
New York.
In New York, she's from New York, okay. Yeah. So we have Kyle. She's from Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Kenya from
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Cynthia from Atlanta. Teresa from
New Jersey.
She's from New Jersey.
Along with her sister-in-law, Melissa.
Melissa is there as well. Who else? Why is Cynthia even there?
Why not? What, you think she's too...
Why not Candy?
Candy did went on an interview and said she really was deciding on if she back or not from this entire Housewives cast or whatever. So I guess this is really what she meant about this entire thing. So that's why Candy isn't there. But point blank period, NeNe should have been on this cast.
No matter what
the issue was with Bravo, this is not going on Bravo. It's going on Peacock. And NBC did her wrong and they need to correct it. Because guess what? Ratings on The Real Housewives of Atlanta has went down since NeNe has left. And guess what? This will not be cutting it either. Because NeNe brings the highest ratings on NBC Universal Real Housewives. Andy does nothing. Andy does not bring ratings. Andy hosted the reunion.
Speak on it, sis.
What he is doing and needs to know how to make business moves. He's a white man in society doing all these black and colored females wrong.
Ooh.
True.
Okay.
My take on it is, I've dreamt of seeing All-Star all this time, but I would like to see, like, as Shannon said, I would love to see, like, each franchise have the one that who started everything that everybody know. Like, you had NeNe and Kim from Atlanta, and then maybe having Kyle and maybe what's that girl called? I like Camille. I like Camille. She's very strong, you know. Yeah, even Camille from... I would love to see that. I think it would have played more juicy that way, seeing that they're all, like, OGs.
Yeah.
Like, to kick it off, I think it would best to have the OGs, like, from each franchise in one place, and then from DLC, if it's kicking or not, and then who to boot after, and, yeah, I would prefer it that way. Bring Kim and NeNe from Atlanta, yeah.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree. But I don't know what to make of this because I'm not really excited with the All-Stars cast. Not really. I mean, why did never have nobody from Real Housewives of Potomac? I mean, why not Karen? She brings the drama. She brings the shade, the class.
Could you imagine a Karen?
You know, the elegance. Gosh. And I mean, so I'm not really excited about this. And then, why the fuck them bring Kyle? Them literally could have bring, they could have, you know what? I could have taken Lisa Rinna over Kyle.
Yeah, Lisa's good.
I mean,
but so, Lisa Rinna doesn't work for them anymore. I think she left, period.
No, she's still on the show.
Oh, she just didn't show up to the reunion?
No, Lisa Rinna is from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I know who Lisa Rinna is.
Yeah, she's still a part of the show.
Lisa, I remember there's two Lisa, Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna.
Yeah,
sorry.
Lisa Vanderpump and Rinna.
Vanderpump left. She had her own show.
Vanderpump left. Her show is coming back, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Yes.
Vanderpump Rules
is coming back. Yes.
It's coming back with new people or the same old?
Well, we don't know as yet. That is still yet to be unknown, so we have our eyes on that. So, yeah. I mean, it's been so long since we've talked about Housewives. Ugh, favorite thing to talk about. But, you know, we'll keep updates and tabs and see how this show, you know, continues. So I just want to move over to some story updates. So Jamaica will be receiving 55,000 additional vaccines. Sanjay, do you have any information on that?
No, I was just saying, my thoughts was just, I hope they get it distributed this time earlier than they did the last ones that they have.
Oh my gosh. That was such a whole drama. But, Shannon, did you have any, like, information about the vaccine we're gonna get?
Yeah, so, the tracker of the vaccination that Jamaica has uploaded, I'm seeing here that the vaccine that they are going to receive is going to be the second dose for who only got their first dose.
Right.
It will be starting to be issued on May. But anyways, that's what I have so far. But the tracker that they have here is showing that they have almost 1,000 people already vaccinated and counting, and they will be continuing their process of getting these people vaccinated. Anyways, guys, I did get my first shot today.
Push pause. Because now we have like a real life situation. Now we can actually talk about what was that experience like? Like, what was it like? Like going there and stuff like that. I want to know.
Listen. Slow down. So it is just like going to get your flu shot, or you're gonna get your vaccinations when you go to the clinics in Jamaica, and you go to get your injections, your 6 weeks or your 12-year rule or your whenever else you get your injections. It's just the same thing. All you do, you go in, you see the doctor, she explains it to you, if you have any of these symptoms, yada yada yada, and you get a shot. The around the injection site gets sore. And for a few days or so, different people have different side effects. Now, if you have underlying issues, I'll tell you not to take it. If you have heart problem, kidney disease, or any one of these things, I would definitely tell you not to take it. Because these really attack. Because it gives you the virus, along with trying to see if your immune system is able to fight against it. So you have to be careful. And what was the other thing? So I would not authorize, but me and my husband, we went and we got the shot, and we, for a few hours, it was fine. We didn't have any sores or anything, but no, or like literally our arms hurt. right near the injection site. And different people, as I stated, some people say it made them sleep like days.
Yeah.
People say it hurt for like 2 or 3 days where their hands are like numb and they can't feel nothing in there, yada, yada, yada. So everybody is different. The only thing I can complain with now, because I've only gotten like a few hours ago, so I don't know what to tell you guys. It's like getting a flu shot, basically.
So but I'm hearing...
I'll let you know.
I definitely want to hear some updates on that. And you know what? I'm getting information that Jamaica is looking to be a recipient of 1 million doses from the U.S. So right now, there's a lobbying situation going on in the U.S. right now for vaccines that are to be distributed to other nations. The U.S. is going to be offloading over 60 million doses of vaccines to other nations. So right now, we have lobbies to try to figure out which country I will get and stuff like that. So Jamaica right now are in talk. Representatives, like our ambassadors, lobbyists, like congressional persons in the congressional, like the vice chair of the Democratic Party in Florida, who I hear is Jamaican. What's her name? Reverend Dr. Karen Green. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, Shannon. And of course, Sanjay. You know, and then, you know, we're hoping that, you know, Biden-Harris administration, it's so fun to say Biden-Harris administration, you know, hopefully they'll receive the petition and we'll be able to get that 1 million doses, because that would be really, really good. That would be, if we get that, that would be a quarter of the country being vaccinated right there.
As you stated, Biden Harris, as you said that just now, I'm literally watching the president giving a speech to Congress right now. So it's kind of weird.
And it's history making too.
A two woman sitting.
Yeah.
I'm watching right now as we're doing this show. So go ahead.
So, yeah, we just continue. I watched that and see what go on. There. The next key. We're going local this time. So Mr. George Wright. Like, I don't understand why this man seems to cause so much interest in the public eye. I really don't get it, Sanjay. I don't get it, Shannon. So we've talked about him before, a couple times actually, and right now persons are calling out for Mr. George Wright, who is a member of parliament for Central Westmoreland for the JLP. And this is due to the video that came out about a physical altercation between Mr. Wright and a businesswoman. While the JP indicated that Wright acknowledged that allegations made against him were of a serious nature and were causing grave concerns for his role as a parliamentary conservative. And, you know, that was actually a statement that was issued from a press release. So now we have people from the private sector who are calling out for him to be released, for it to be resigned with immediate effect. And we also have, you know, persons from, you know, the church that are calling out for his resignation. What do you think, Shannon? Do you think the government lacks accountability?
You know what? I want to hear your comments first. So you can go first, because I realized in the meeting that you said your statement might be a little bit different from how you attacked me last week. I would like to hear what you have to say.
Girl, I did not attack you. I did not. You know, I may have been very strong in my approach, but I would definitely not consider that as attacking. I'm just very opinionated. But here's what I think. You know, at first, I work with what's presented to me as evidence. You know what I mean? That is how I look at things. So if the facts or the evidence base back up what you've said, then that's what I'm going to work with. And as the story unfolds, you know, more information came out. You know, we've seen how, based on the dire situation and, you know, the society that we're in right now, where we're so concerned and focused on, you know, violence against women, then of course, this is definitely a bad look as a member of parliament, you know, that is definitely supposed to uphold these issues that women are facing in the country. And you, as a member of parliament, a bash woman on some video, whether it was you or not, whether it's domestic abuse, domestic dispute or whatever the case may be, the situation was really bad. It's not a good look. So, yeah, we have to send a message. And if he needs to, you know, quietly leave member of parliament, then yes, because it shows, you know, solidarity, you know, for the cause, for the movement. So, yeah, I think he should resign.
I just want to piggyback off of what you just said. When I was, this is what I don't like with people in general, everybody, literally, because when I said the same thing you literally said, where did you get that information? That was never what was presented to me. Without you saying that, what you should have done was go out, be educated, research on all of this, what I was saying, and say, okay, I'm not aware of this. So guess what? I will not speak on it, and I will go get my information and come back. That's the problem we have.
I did not speak on anything that I was not aware of, though.
Try to talk down to me and then say to me, oh, I feel attacked. I feel like you're bullying me. I feel like you're raising your tone and you're saying this to me in some type of way.
You were. You were, though.
When I was just stating the facts that you just said you were not aware of to you. So that's the case. Where miscommunication is, and you know what? I will not say this. I will say
you
won't. No. I will not allow you to bait me either. What I will say to you, sir, is no. What,
listen,
when and how
Shannon,
speak and how they speak.
You
know,
you are being hypocritical, and you want to know why?
You want to know why? A grain of salt and said, girl, I'm not fully aware of this, and I will go out, do my research, and come back with proper information.
You're being hypocritical. And you want to know why? Because you're trying to take the spotlight from Sanjay. We would like to hear what Sanjay has to say.
My thing is, if he did it, I agree with what the JLP party is doing in regards to getting rid of him as soon as possible and having him resign. So kudos to them with moving so quickly and swiftly with whatever. If he did it, I like the way they're moving in getting rid of him out of the party, as they should, and our party should. When you do something that's beyond the policy of the party, they should remove him. And I don't know. I still don't know if that's him in the video, but if it's him,
right? We still don't know.
But you said that last week, so did it come from this week that he was the person in the video?
There's still no confirmation as it relates to that. But you know what? Persons are still calling out for accountability. You know, especially for member of parliament and persons within the government. And I definitely agree. And I'm going to address Shannon. You know what I mean? And I just have this to say. As it pertains to what you've mentioned, I hear you. You know what I mean? I don't want you to feel as though you're not being heard, because you are being heard. And I accept. I receive what you said. And it was never a situation of me being not able to see your point of view. I was just coming from a sense of, okay, that, you know, is new information to me that was never verified from my sources. So, okay. But, you know, persons are definitely able to have a change of opinion. Don't you agree, Shannon?
If you feel like what you just did was a change of opinion, you're literally backpedaling. There's a difference. A change of opinion is saying that, yes, I said something and I want to apologize to that and I'm correcting my statement. Backpedaling is when you come back and switch your statement and said, this is what I'm trying to say. Don't do that. I'm not an idiot. Don't play me.
Okay. So Shannon seems to think that I am backpedaling. All right, that's the narrative that we're going to run with for tonight.
Why are you always trying to say a percent narrative? Why are you always...
No, you said it. That's what we're going to run with for tonight. That's what we're going to run with for tonight, ma'am.
You always try to... you're pushing a narrative. You're trying to steer a narrative. I'm not doing any of that. I'm trying to speak facts over fiction. Because okay. You keep doing...
Did they do that, though?
Rebut and you try to say, okay, this is not what happened, this is how this went, when I'm mm-hmm. trying to present information okay. to the audience. You always try to do that, but when it comes round to say that I was correct, you don't come and apologize and say, you know what, Shannon is correct. You come and you backpedal and backpedal and backpedal and try to justify why you are backpedaling.
Okay. All right. I have nothing to say as it pertains to that. We're just going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there, Shannon. You win this round.
Why won't you leave it?
All right. So we've made it to the topic, the segment that I've been waiting for all night. So tonight, this is our table talk. We're going to talk about the James Charles controversy and how satisfactory it was, you know, especially since we don't see black queer persons, you know, get these type of opportunities, and to see it just ripped away from some white person who's undeserving is just so satisfying to me. And we're going to go ahead and just dive into why James Charles got dropped from YouTube and Sephora and other major I had to laugh and other major brands. So Sanjay, you have a very good idea of the whole situation, so why don't you break it a little bit down for our audience, and then me and Shannon we jump in wherever.
Okay, so for me, the whole situation that led to now, like to take it back from me when it all started, was like back in 2019 when that girl Tati Westbrook, she did she made a whole video about James Charles and allegation that she made against him. And one of the allegation she made against him was that he pursue straight man and attempt to pursue them into intimate act with him. So that's where for me the timeline began in 2019 when Tati came out with that whole video titled "By Sister." And in that same situation, I think Jeffree Star he came out and he made the allegation, as I seen when I did the research, that he made the allegation against James and Grayson, that he might have was trying to lure him as well in. But a current breakdown is that he's been he's been accused of 15 misconduct against men and boys. So he's been accused of over 15 allegations. And this has been going on for a period of time. And for me, he made a statement as well that I want to read. And I was like, okay, it makes no... yes, he said he pursued more actively on social media without clarifying their age or seeking information or consent that was... because he was desperate. So he said he was desperate. That's why he was online doing what he did, because he was desperate at the time. Being who he is and the statue that he has and the money that he has, saying that he was desperate kind of seemed creepy to me. Like, you're at a tender age that you're at, and you're desperate, and the only thing you could have found was my underage boys, allegedly. Online. So, and then if this was in Wellesley, he and Jeffree Star hold the moniker, or whatever you want to call it, for like the top guru on media. And these are two white people. And I hate to say, but if it was one of my people, or even not my people, it was even an Asian person or whoever, they would be cut off a long time ago. And to see him do this over and over and over and over, and things are being taken from him, but piece by piece, but it's not to a point where we're seeing that enough is being done, like our R. Kelly situation would have been handled. Why is it not being handled in that way towards him? Why am I not seeing him in handcuff? Why am I not seeing him picture been taken or whatever, seeing that it's underage? Why? What? It's been going on since 2019, that's what, 3 years? I don't know what before that. So I think he should be at least hold accountable for these things that he's been accused of, if it's true.
I don't know a lot about the YouTube community and the entire beauty community. I know it's a lot of mess. I remember when it just started and me, Robin, and Shane was digesting all of it. And if you want to go back to our recent episodes, our season, which is in season one, when we were talking about it, you can go and hear us really digressing and going into the entire situation of Tati Westbrook and what really went down. But now, presently, covering the story again, thinking that this was over and I would not have to be talking about this lame-ass pedophile white guy getting away with going on the internet and messaging these underage boys,
right,
and getting nude pictures and paying for it, because that is a pedophile behavior. And I'm confused. How the hell is the police not involved in this situation already? Because if it was a black person doing this, listen, his ass would have been in jail. Point that blank, period.
It'll be on like charges or something.
Right. Sure. Because he's paying for nude pictures on the internet from these guys. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that the police...
And these are minors. Involved? These are minors.
21. And these people are 14, 15, and 16.
So he's been dropped...
Go ahead, Robin.
He's been dropped from the partnership that he has with Morve, that is the makeup brand that he partners up with. They have discontinued their partnership. He's been removed so far from the Instant Influencer. That was the YouTube show that he was the head of. So he's no longer the head of that. He got replaced. You know, all of these are just so... like interesting to me, because it's been a long time coming. I was literally going through a timeline of all of the controversies that James Charles has been in, and since 2017, 2018, there's been countless reports, countless coming out stories of underage boys, you know, talking about how James Charles has been targeting them, grooming them. And it's like, why does this always like get swept under the rug? He feels as though he can just come out with a video and say, I take accountability.
But that's not what all YouTubers do nowadays. And cry.
And then go right back to square one.
Right back to doing it all over again.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to me. And, you know, it's ridiculous to me because I mean, there are so many persons that are out there that could be a true representative of an influencer. You know, we have, oh my God, there are so many black, queer, and cisgender, heterosexual influencers that definitely deserves the attention, the shine, the promotion. We were talking about this in the meeting, in our meeting last night, Shannon. Like, all of the black influencers on YouTube have to grind to get where they're at.
Right.
And you're just giving, you know what bothers me even more, like a little bit off topic, is this whole thing with Addison Rae. Like, this bitch does, if mediocre was a person, it would be this TikTok star called Addison Rae. And this bitch got invited to, right? She got invited. I think it was the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, I believe it was. She got her own, she performed there. She had a song. And I think she's now in a movie. She's going to be in a series about
Netflix. Yes, I heard about it. But I want to ask a question about Addison Rae, though. The TikTok she did on Jimmy Fallon, was this from the black girl?
Some of them were. Most of them were. If you realize that,
why was she invited to Jimmy Fallon and not these black girls?
See what I mean?
Ooh, child.
Also, to add to the James Charles thing, a former classmate of his alleged that the beauty influencer has posed as a girl online to attempt to solicit nude image from students on the school soccer team. So, even his classmate that he went to school with, yeah.
He's doing this for years.
Mm-hmm. And also, YouTube has also revealed that they would be temporarily demonetizing Charles' channel as part of their creator responsibility policy. So, I don't know what that entails, but yeah. I think
that I'm here for this.
I'm not sure why he's
here for this.
He should at least have one charge on him from at least one parent. So I'm trying to figure out, are they paying? Are they just not filing charges? I'm just trying, are the kids just didn't want to file like any? Because he should be have a mother or something by now.
He should be in jail.
Yeah, he should be in that orange jumpsuit right now. He should be sitting right beside R. Kelly, for all I know. Like, he should be right there, sitting in the same cell.
I think that's the problem. That's the problem that we're having, where these people, because they have the power and they have the money, but guess what? R. Kelly was there and R. Kelly is in jail now. So it's just a slippery slope. Things happen, it just takes time. My mother always tell me, I know when leaf go water, but near, when leaf go water, it takes time.
Yeah.
Okay, so theme time they gonna come, because he's
theme
not
time gonna come.
He's been doing this for years, and he feels comfortable doing it over and over, and even paying to do it, because these people are younger people. He's 21, so he's been doing this for a very long time. If he's been doing this since high school,
and that's a sick behavior.
Yeah, things are going to start catching up to him. And guess what? They already started. It's not where we want to see it, but it's going to get there one day.
I want to see it because I just want him to just get knocked off. You know, both him and fucking... Jeffree Star? Like, I hate both of them. Both of them,
but also off topic as well. That guy, he has done a lot of things too. And he, what's that guy? Shane Dawson.
Right.
Whatever want to be named. All three of them should be like just through the shoot.
Canceled.
Let me see the representative, because I don't see much of a representative. YouTube need to take a look into this as well. And yeah, like. The same way they would silence Donald Trump, like silence one of his YouTube content career. Let them see that what it feels like. Yes, they need to be silent too.
The YouTube industry is a slippery slope, you know. And then I feel like if you have those type of disgusting things instead of you, certain things they're supposed to be the forefront of child, because right there, that's what he does is like the kids. Perfect, but it's like the perfect avenue for him to do what. What I mean?
It's branding his kids, like between age one
yeah.
to like, yeah, those girls and guys, yeah. Because guys were
so it's just like very there, disturbing. So it's just like very disturbing.
Yeah.
But you know, because anyways, guys. I'll continue, Shannon.
Because he keeps saying, "Oh, I'm lonely. I'm this. I'm that." Dude, you're 21. You have money. Like, why are you targeting these 14, 15, and 16 year old? You can go out. This world is so. Go to find one Jamaican. Go find.
But by him,
people.
But by him saying he's looking kids because he's desperate says a lot. Like you saying you're desperate
lot.
Says
oh,
a lot right
a lot.
There in itself. Because if you're desperate and you're talking to a kid, that means like someone in my age group don't want you. Then so you're desperate enough, so you'll go to, you will go to some kids. And you, people not even taking what he's saying into consideration. Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, and that is the strange part about this whole interaction is that people are really just bypassing what he's saying. Because listen, I keep saying this on this platform, a white man in America that's gay is always going to be a white man. Anybody else?
The rule was not made for white people here. It was made for black folks to not to be to reach wherever they want to go. So
right.
It doesn't even apply to what he's doing until whenever.
Yep.
If we keep pressing it, that's when I think people will try to address it because, hey, yeah, it's out there now, yada, yada, yada. We'll try to either cover it up or give my tap on the wrist and say,
no, they're not
going
to be able to.
Yeah.
After we start pressing it, there's no more cover up. It's just coming unfold. There is just coming out and out and out. But I want to say this to you guys. There is so much black content creators that is out there, like Jonathan, Brandon,
yeah, exactly.
So from the Atlanta crew that is so talented, and they do not have the big platform that these people have. They're not getting the deals that they're getting. They're not getting the recognition that these people are getting. And that is so freaking weird. It's strange because Zachary is the best. And Sanjay, I'm gonna tell you this, thank you for putting me onto this guy.
Oh, I love me some Zachary.
Never, he has never disappointed me.
Oh, Zach Campbell?
Zachary Campbell.
I was the one who put you guys onto Zach Campbell. Hello.
No, Sanjay told me about Zachary. I don't know if you told
I
about
told
Zachary.
You guys about Zachary. I've been watching Zachary since 2016.
I knew Zachary since like 2017 when he started doing reaction videos. That's how I know him.
I've been watching Zachary since he did the reaction video for the Formation video with that Beyonce did. That was the first video that I watched for him.
And all his videos are really worth it, guys. Go on YouTube, check him out. He's a black content creator, and he serves everything. Flavor, everything. You will not be disappointed. I'm telling you. And there is so many other different content creators on YouTube, on TikTok. So we need to start supporting our own and stop supporting these white off-brand
people. I agree.
He spoke a little bit on it too. Like, his number should have been bigger than where it is compared to the beauty. He spoke on the beauty guru with that guy that he's friend. I know Kenny. They spoke about it. Like, where he's supposed to be at based on how he is, he's not there. As how you would see at James Charles.
Yeah.
And he's not doing much. So he spoke a little on it too. So, yeah.
Why? Why is that? Why is he not there?
Not
that's the problem. Why? We need to start opening our own doors and making it for us, by us. Because guess what? We sitting down and waiting on these white men or white women to approve of us is not going to cut it. We're going to be sitting there doing the same old thing over and over and over again. And that's the problem I keep having. We are just stuck in one cycle waiting for these people to approve of us. That is never going to happen. No matter how good they are to us or how they treat us real nice. At the end of the day, to me, all of them still look at us the same. No matter how they want to not look at us that way in the back of their head, I can say like 85% of them. Only 85%. Because at the end of the day, racism was taught. Nobody was born that way, okay? Just like, oh, you guys get up and say, oh, nobody was born gay. You got it. You got it from somebody or whatever. Flip the script on them. Say that shit to them and see what
girl.
Say it to them and say it in front of them face and see what happens.
Mm.
That's exactly that's but, the problem. Go ahead.
You're speaking straight up facts. I know at the end of the day, the whole situation is that is exactly the reason why, you know, all of this happened to James Charles, because a black person would have never allowed this to happen to them, because first of all, we're not built like that. Those are the type of things, you know what I mean? Like, we keep the shit together because we're there to make money. You know what I mean? So like, I'm just so happy that all of this has happened, and I hope, you know, more persons POC just definitely get the shine that is well deserved, most definitely. So guys, we've reached the end of a show. Do we have any time to catch up on a quote of the day or a word of the day?
Oh, sure. Let me get that.
Let me go. So perseverance. Guys, you know this word. Perseverance is very strong. That means do not give up, and you always. So yeah. At the end of the day, just always look forward to something new at the end of every dark tunnel. There's Ooh. Always a light.
Love that. Love that. What about you, Sanjay? Do you have that pulled up as of yet? All right. So while Sanjay is getting the quote of the day, I'm just going to go, guys. You know, my song of the day, you know, Willow Smith. Oh, my baby says she dropped a new song. It's called Transparent Souls featuring Travis Barker. You know, she's coming back with a new sound, a new image, more rock punk, you know, alt rock type of vibe. And, you know, I'm really here for this new era of Willow, and you guys should really check it out. Again, it's called Transparent Souls featuring Travis Barker. You can stream it on YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Meow, all those things. So check it out. And also, I just want to shout out Bradley, my friend Bradley. I haven't forgotten you. Make sure you listen all the way to the end of this goddamn podcast with Ear McCall and Liam. Okay. But yes. Where did Sunday go?
I don't know.
Anyways, child, Sanjay disappears, so we're just like, just, you know, call it a wonderful evening. Guys, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to We Got Issues. Follow us on this wonderful podcast. You can always find our links also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Google Chromecast. I'll be posting the link on my Twitter, which you can follow me at Accord Queer JA. You can also follow Shannon. Why don't you list your at sign?
KHENNON. That's on Twitter and on Instagram if you guys want to follow me. Are we going over to Twitter for getting into that, right?
Okay. Yes, we're going to be working out this whole spaces shit, or are we just going to continue to talk about the shit that we do? So, yeah. All right, guys. Thanks again and have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.